from Edward Rowe Snow's Storms and Shipwrecks of New England. Chapter 11, The Storm of October, 1804. One of the outstanding October gales of all times swept across New England on the morning of October 9, 1804. It's been called the Snow Hurricane, the White Hurricane of New England. The tempest brought heavy rain in the southern part of New England, while the people in Massachusetts and to the north experienced a snowstorm. The wind blew from the southeast, and then early in the afternoon veered to the north-northeast, increasing in intensity until sunset, when its terrific force blew down houses, barns, trees, and hundreds of chimneys. Before midnight, the worst of the gale had passed, although the snow and wind continued for another 2 days. It was one of the worst October storms ever witnessed in Massachusetts, the fall of snow averaging from 5 to 14 inches. At Concord, New Hampshire, the snow was 2 feet deep, but in Vermont only 5 inches fell. Farmers were among the worst sufferers. Fruit orchards were blown down everywhere. Cattle and sheep died by the hundreds, with thousands of fowl perishing. At Thomaston, Maine, a 60-acre timber lot was almost completely blown down. Such great sections of timber were destroyed that entirely new views were possible. Houses and other buildings never before visible from a distance could be seen across valleys and townships. The change was so pronounced in certain sections, according to Purley, that the surroundings seemed to have become entirely different, and people felt that they were in a very strange place. The South Church in Danvers lost its roof, while in Peabody over 30,000 unburned bricks were ruined by the gale. The spire of the Beverly Meeting House broke completely off. In Boston, the wind blew the battlements from a new building upon the roof of a residence occupied by Ebenezer Eaton, who had left the house with his wife just in time. 4 others were crushed in the ruins. 1 died later. The roof was ripped off King's Chapel, dropping to the ground 200 feet away. The handsome steeple of the Old North Church was toppled over into the street, landing partly on a building nearby and demolishing it. No one was inside. Paul Revere's buildings over his copper furnaces were destroyed. Shipping in the harbor suffered considerably, with several persons losing their lives. The schooner Dove was wrecked on Ipswich Bar, 7 on board perishing. The sloops Hannah and Mary were driven on to Cohasset at about the same time. Captain Gardner of the Hannah was swept off the deck and drowned, but the others aboard were saved. The crew from the Mary were successful in reaching shore alive. The ship Protector hit on Cape Cod 5 miles south of Cape Cod Light, which a cargo valued at $100,000 perished. Only 1 man was lost. The Reverend William Bentley of Salem said that the gale was their heaviest blow ever known in that town. He could find no record of previous storms in which wharves, ships, trees, houses, fences, and outhouses were so totally destroyed. Quote, "I cannot refuse to adopt the belief that the late storm was the most severe ever felt in this part of America. All the accounts which I have seen represent nothing like it." And these were the words that Bentley wrote in his diary.